The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Cambridge Band Competition coverage on Cambridge 105 Radio. We've got all the highlights from Heat 1 for you tonight. We've got live tracks from each of the bands that competed on Saturday night at the Portland Arms. And of course, we've got our Cambridge 105 reporter, Masson Williams, down speaking to everybody who was involved in the over 18s competition. So I think let's start with the first band of the night. It was Alter the Sky. They are a five-piece hard classic rock group from Cambridgeshire. They formed in June 2015, but have wrestled with numerous lineup changes over the years. And Cambridge 105's Masson Williams spoke to them ahead of their performance.
Alrighty then, I am here with Alter the Sky. How are you guys feeling today?
Pretty good.
Yeah, great. Awesome. Yeah. Good.
So if you had to describe your music and put yourself in a genre, or if you had to make up your own genre, what would it be?
I think we're just straight up hard rock.
Yeah. That's what I always say to people.
Barnet face rock.
So when it comes to this competition and when it comes to everything that's going on, what exactly is your process for preparation?
Practicing.
I think just, you know, doing what we always do. Just practicing, doing plenty of gigs, just making sure that, you know, when we play things like competitions and that, we don't do anything any different. We just, you know, we play as we are and then we're judged as we are. Simple as that.
When it comes to like writing your songs and your music, what exactly is that music making process for you guys? Is it something that, explain it basically, very briefly, if you can.
Kind of get together, don't we? And somebody might have one idea, yeah, and they just sort of start playing and go through it, and then every single person just brings something to the mix. So
yeah,
we don't have a singer songwriter in our band, do we? As such, it's
no.
Like more of a case of, you know, it's all split between
us. Cheering-less.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do a lot of, like, we're not ones to kind of write songs away from the studio. We'll all write together, as Gal said. You know, we'll bring some ideas to the table, and then we'll all have an input. It's not you know, dictated by any one individual.
Right. So it's a whole collective thing. It's a whole team effort.
Yeah. It's quite an organic process as well. I think, like,
yeah,
somebody brings an idea, and then we just kind of work on it together, mm, and then, you know, by the next end of the session, we've got a song, yeah, together pretty much.
Or it gets shelved for like about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah,
and
Or we try to rewrite it about 20 times.
We'll get it ready and then go, nah, we don't like that. And then just forget about it.
Right.
And then someone will play that riff again. We'll go, that's good. Why did we use that one?
The unforgotten songs of Alter the Sky are probably more than the actual known songs.
So if you had to like round the number, how many songs do you think you have in total? Some in the bank and some of you guys actually perform?
That's a good question. About 10.
No,
I'd say,
you know,
dragging
the ones out of the archives. No, probably, I don't know, maybe 15.
Okay.
Yeah, max. We're a little bit slow at writing, to be fair.
It's all right.
We announced we were going to release an album like a year ago, and we haven't written one.
We haven't written it.
Got a lot to do between now and April.
Yeah, on that note, we are booked in April into a studio to start recording again. So
awesome.
There will be a single coming out,
sure,
later in the year.
There's a single ready, at least. Might not be an album. There's a single.
There's a single ready, though, at least. What has been your biggest challenge as a band?
Keeping a lineup that actually stays together, I'd say. We've gone through quite a few changes since we got together. Multiple singers, different drummers. This lineup's been together possibly 2 years now,
years,
I think.
I'd say the most difficult thing is having time to rehearse at least once a week, which,
yeah, you know, which is our aim last few weeks.
More often than not, it doesn't happen for one reason or another on the night, and it, which is everyone's just too busy and got a real life, and it's hard work.
So, speaking of rehearsals, what are your rehearsals like? That's usually an interesting thing for bands, because...
Yeah, 2 hours, arrive, set up,
have a chat.
Talk, chat, mess around for a bit.
How much is actually playing music, though?
It's not much of that goes on.
50-50.
If you had to choose any band or musician to join you on stage, which one would it be? Is there a collective idea, or is it like everyone has their own?
I think
everyone would have
their
own.
Okay. Yeah.
That could be one of those dangerous questions that could, you know, ruin or put people together. So maybe we'll skip over that one. any advice for people who are wanting to start a band or are interested in furthering in music?
Just do it.
Yeah,
stick
do
at it.
It.
Because there's a lot of challenges, there's a lot of frustrations, but
yeah,
stick to it. Perseverance, really.
Don't worry about the setbacks.
Yeah.
Because it's just inevitable, it's going to happen. You're always going to find yourself challenged by certain things, and it's always hard work. So part of it is just enjoying it for what it is, really.
And don't take yourself too seriously. That's what most, what a lot of people do when they lose heart, is because they've taken themselves too seriously.
Yeah.
Just go and have fun.
You've got to love it as well. I think if you just love what you do and you love the music and you love creating the music, then, you know, that's always going to be enough.
And last but not least, you said keep going.
Yeah, that will keep you going.
Yeah. Last but not least, where can people contact you, listen to you guys, and of course the final plug for what you guys have coming up?
Check us out on Facebook, Alter the Sky, and Instagram, Alter the Sky, and Twitter, Alter Sky.
Alter Sky, yeah.
Yeah, that's not
And contact us on any of those, and we've got lots of gigs coming up. They're all advertised on our social media. We've got a gig at the Junction on the 17th of May.
Yeah,
so that'll be good.
Check
Come
out
down.
Spotify and all the usual kind of platforms, Google Play and Apple and all that. We're all on there. So, yeah, it's all good.
All right, fantastic. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Alter the Sky there, talking to Cambridge 105's Mattison Williams. So let's see what they got up to on stage. Here's their brand new track, I'm Running.
Brand new. It's got a really, really, really simple chorus. It's all about running. So I want everybody in this room to be singing running in the chorus. All right.
All the
Alter the Sky, I'm Running on Cambridge 105 Radio. Recorded at the Portland Arms as part of the Cambridge Band competition Heat 1, which happened on Saturday night. So that was a great track from them, but of course many bands to come. Next up came ARU bass Grassroof, and they got the room moving with this next track, Beeline.
This next song's called Beeline. It's off our new EP, Gaiaka. Hope you like it. It's out now. It's on all the streaming stuff. So you should listen to it. It's good. This is Beeline. It's quite dancey as well. Look at me, I'm blinking.
Beeline by Grassroots, sounding absolutely fab there. And Mattison caught up with the band in the green room after their performance.
All right then, I am here with Grassroots. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're pretty good, thank you.
You guys had an amazing set, by the way. That sounded pretty awesome.
Thank you.
You had everyone like kind of captivated, actually.
That's the idea, isn't it?
It's an experience, right?
It is. The grassroots experience.
That's exactly what it was. So how are you guys feeling about your performance?
I feel like it went quite well. Yeah, we were all really warm on stage. And
I'm pretty wet.
Yeah, I'm pretty wet as well. I'm also allergic to my own sweat, so my face was itchy towards the end.
Oh, no. Sounds like a really rough time.
Yeah.
So since this is a big competition and there's a lot of things that goes into it, what was your preparation like for it? Like what was your process?
or was there? We've been rehearsing every single day for the last month, haven't we?
So we played at the Junction last Friday, and we've all been pretty busy this week, so we haven't really had a chance to prepare at all for this, really.
So briefly describe your songwriting and your music making process. Like, what is that like?
It's dark,
right?
The instruments are on, it's loud,
right?
It's sweaty, it's hot, it smells often like anchovies.
Nice.
And then we just kind of knock them out one after the other, really. We start writing a song, we'll start with a riff or a melody, and we all just kind of just build on it, and just build on it.
We play it by ear. Hope for the best.
We like to keep trying the songs again to see if they sound good.
The other day, Rain pressed a button on his synthesizer.
Yeah, Beeline. That's how Beeline worked. He did the thing where it goes like that, and we all just like started writing a song just because we thought that sounded cool, so we wanted to make it into a song.
Do you guys have a favorite song out of your set, or do you have individual?
We all have our individual favorite ones.
Yeah.
Let's start with Matt and then go round in a circle.
I'd say Swan. Swan is quite cool.
Really? We haven't played that in so long.
It's nice and psychedelic. I get a nice little bass solo at the beginning, near the end as well.
From our first EP, actually.
Yeah. Also out now. Tadpole EP out now.
It's nice psychedelic-y, nice effects, use reverse and things like that, very fluid. Yep.
You actually make your bass sound like a sitar in that one, don't you?
It does.
It's excellent. Very worldly.
World music.
Worldly sitars.
Worldly.
What's your favourite?
I think my favourite must be Shark Attack, because I just love the dirty synthesizer in there.
The song we played last time.
It's a very powerful instrumental chorus as well.
It's always our closer.
I like that.
It's just... I don't know, it's just a dose of ultimate euphoria to me.
Yeah.
A dose of ultimate euphoria. Yeah.
In a song.
As the keys player, I'm going to have to go for one of our old ones as well, Run Jungle.
It's pretty much an entire jam
for me. I pretty much just jam throughout the entire song. It's fun. I don't explore too much. I can just go for it.
Fair enough.
By far, my
favorite. I'd say my favourite of the set. I don't know, man. I'd probably say Beeline. No, Beeline. Beeline is my favourite song, I think. Just because it's so, steppy, and you can't help but do this to it. Like
nice. Like so you all have, you just personally have songs that, like, that does something for you. Just
really,
personally,
yeah,
it's
really
just like, what genre would you consider your work to be? Or if you could create a genre?
This is a taboo subject, really, because people often ask us what kind of slot we like to fit in.
I think
we like to think outside the box.
We're kind of a baby who doesn't want to go in the pram. We're like,
we're not a genre.
We kind of have all of our own genres mixed into one. So I've got sort of more funky bends,
funky slap bass and stuff.
I heard a bit of that. Yeah. I heard about that. Definitely.
Yeah,
Rain's more like sort of synthwave and things like that, and then James is just dad rock, which is
dad rock. That's so.
Which
hurtful.
Comes together to make psychedelic indie death pop from the future.
I like that. All right.
That's the answer. Psychedelic indie death pop from the future.
That works. Yeah. That definitely works. How has your music evolved since playing the together?
That's
started doing something.
We were a lot proggy and heavier
when we first started. It was we can definitely, because we started in first year of uni, we've been playing together for 3 years now, and every year we've kind of kept releasing stuff and writing and doing new things. we've kind of evolved over time. I don't really know how or what into, but it's definitely kind of matured into something different to what it was when it first started.
Is it something that you can just feel?
Oh, yeah. It's pure feel. This is purely a spiritual thing.
And this is something that has inspired the tadpole metaphor that goes across our works. Starting as a tadpole growing into whatever this tadpole wants to
be. The in-between tadpole with legs.
Maybe it's a snake, maybe it's a lizard.
I mean, it could be a frog. It could be anything.
And then one day we'll be a beautiful frog.
I like that.
Or toad.
With wings.
With wings.
flying toads. With frog wings.
What has been your biggest challenge as like a band?
We've kind of just like smashed through every hurdle we've been put up with. So
being famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd really like to be famous one day. So if any would like to pick us up and give us a couple of million quid.
All right,
to make an album and put it out there, I swear to God we won't let you down.
I'm sure that'll happen at some point. So it's a question I love asking because I understand how this can be. What are your rehearsals like? Because that is always an interesting thing.
It's in the dark, it's sweaty, noisy.
Okay, colorful lights.
The rehearsals are intimate.
All right,
we often take our clothes off.
Okay, all right.
It's
very sexual.
It's just loud. Loud. In a room together, intimate.
We quite often lock ourselves in so no one can come and...
Often we get sound complaints. People come in like, you guys are too loud.
Like, what are you doing? Turn down. Okay.
We really like to infuse our music with our energy at all times.
Yes. Okay.
It takes a lot of...
Concentration. But it's so intimate.
We don't like being disturbed. It's like being in a trance, in a dream state.
Right.
You don't wake someone who's in a dream trance, do you?
No, you don't.
So you don't disturb us.
Or they may start screaming and like punching.
It can turn into a whole thing. It's like, you don't want that. So if you could choose any band or musician to join you on stage.
Oh my God, Temples.
Temples.
King Gizzard.
And the Lizard Wizard.
Okay.
Pond. Temples.
OCs.
Pond. The OCs, we played with the OCs in the Junction. They were wonderful. We played ping pong with them for a little bit.
Very nice.
I'd like to support Oasis if they ever did a comeback. I think it'd be really funny.
Yeah, same.
Walk a blur.
I love it.
Do you have any advice for those youngsters or people who are older, just people who are interested in the music, thinking, you know what, I want to try something different, I want to do something, but sometimes they may not be sure. Okay. Do you have any advice for them?
Just go out and do it. Like, there's nothing stopping you.
And do what you feel. Don't do what you think people like.
Absolutely.
Whatever feels good and different, follow it.
I like that.
Go with your heart and get funky with it.
Where can people listen and contact you guys if they want?
They can listen to our music via Spotify, Apple Music,
Deezer,
Amazon.
We found some funny ones that were on as well.
Some that we haven't heard of before.
Amazon, did you say Amazon?
I did say Amazon.
Sorry.
Amazon. And if you want to approach us, please don't be nervous. Just come and say hello.
Yeah.
Or you can message our band page. We all reply. I'm pretty terrible with my phone, so it might be after a couple of days or whatever. But if you want to get in touch, just do it.
Just say hello.
Just do it.
Are there any big future like gigs, big news? Any EPs coming out, albums, tours, anything? Anything specific?
We've dropped an EP, actually.
Oh, all right.
So not just yet, but...
We've just released an EP called... Gayaka.
Gayaka.
That's G-U-Y-A-K-A.
All in
Gayaka.
Capitals.
In capital letters. Right. It's out now. It features many of the songs we've played tonight. And it's just wonderful. So give it a listen.
It's got beautiful artwork done by your cousin, right?
Yeah, my cousin Ricky. Shout out to cousin Ricky Williams.
Cousin Ricky nailed the artwork.
He did. He nailed it hard.
I'm getting a pair of custom bands with it on as well.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, you guys have been absolutely fantastic. And thank you all for spending some time and have a nice little interview. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing you again.
The boys from Grassroof there, and we'll have to see how they fared in the competition later on in the program. I think some more music now, though. This next one's from the next competitors in our competition this week. It's by Seek the Fallen. They've brought a little bit of metal to the proceedings. This one's called Three Words.
Yeah. on my own. Help me from the lies that drag me under. Come save me from the depths in which I deserve her.
By Seek the Fallen, Cambridge 105 Radio, bringing you the highlights from Heat 1 of the Cambridge Band competition. Now let's see what the Seek the Fallen boys had to say when Mattison caught up with them.
All right, so I'm here with Seek the Fallen. Oh, how are you guys feeling tonight? Feeling all right?
Yeah, good.
Looking forward to getting on stage again. Looking forward to getting. When's the last time you guys performed? Last time you guys were on stage?
Two weeks ago.
Yeah, we did. Squires was our first gig, actually.
Really?
Yes.
First time, yeah.
So, for this competition, there's a lot of preparation that goes into it. What exactly was your preparation process? What was going on?
Finding a band.
Yeah.
To be honest, to start with, we didn't have a guitarist or drummer.
Okay. Or bassist. Or any. It was literally just us two for so long.
Right.
So, trying to find a full band was the biggest struggle.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
we had a couple people come in and a couple of people come out until we actually find the right sort of fit.
Yeah.
But now I think we've got the perfect sort of fit for the band.
Yeah. I don't say that.
Okay, if you briefly can, describe the songwriting and your music making process. Like what all goes on? What are the the whole cogs and the machine.
Oh. This mainly falls down to David.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, the first album, me and Sam wrote by ourselves because we didn't have the rest of the band.
So it was just in my bedroom, wasn't it? We had a little studio set up there, and we just got there for weeks, months, weren't we, recording, mixing and everything for it.
But now we've put the album out, we're now starting to get everyone involved. So yeah, right. Me and Will, the guitarist, will sit down, write some stuff, then we get Josh over, he chooses what drums he wants, and then...
I'll just sit behind the back curtain or something.
stuff happens. You're just there. All right, so... When it comes to your music, if you could describe it or put it in a genre, or if you wanted to make up your own genre, what would you call it? What would you name it? What genre would you consider it?
It's definitely metalcore.
Yeah, definitely metalcore.
100% metalcore.
Yeah.
The new album is moving more towards tech metal.
Yeah. As I say, me and David basically sat down and tried to sort of spice things up a little bit, writing a little bit more complex riffs and stuff, and just basically stepping everything up and making it a little bit more different to what everyone else is doing. That's basically
I think it's
it.
Just been a case of everybody finding their feet and getting their own touch and everything.
Of course.
It helped having, obviously, when it was just me and David, it was just our two opinions, our ideas, but now we've got a full band.
Right.
We've got, you know, everyone's got their own ideas, everyone's got their own sort of...
Everyone's got their own sort of input, you know?
Recording guitar, our fingers are pretty much crippled, so it was pretty basic stuff. So now we've got Will, we're like, right, go on, do what you want.
Just go for it.
Just set me free. Like, yeah, that's cool. I'll do that.
I guess it is kind of cool to have basically an open canvas, a clean canvas, to just say, just go do something, and then you kind of come out with something amazing or awesome.
Yeah.
That's really
it is,
cool.
But thank you. When them two are together, they sort of screw me over because they do like the hardest riffs. Like, so hard to play to. Like,
going
like,
a million
you just
miles
go, like,
an
hour.
Yes.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Well, if it was easy, it would be fun, now wouldn't it?
Well, it gives you a challenge, you know. Life would be boring if it was easy.
So, how has your music evolved since actually playing together? So, I know you said you kind of had to put pieces together and kind of had to do things a bit here and there. How has your music evolved?
Well, we played in a band, me and David was in a band previous to this, and I'd say since then our sound's changed a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
We were sort of more in a, what would you call the old band?
I can't say it.
Okay. That's not good.
I think since, with the new album being out, I think it's really helping us sort of find our sound as a band, because the album's kind of...
It's got a few different genres.
Yeah, it's got a flow, but it's sort of just trying to find the right
sound
for us.
We've got some breakdown dirty stuff, and then there's a lot of... The main
criticism we had when we got a review for the album was it didn't flow. But at the end of the day, it was me and Sam just trying everything to see what worked and what people responded to.
Okay.
And now we've got that idea, we can now focus on that.
Build on that,
Wonderful. All right, so when it comes to your biggest challenge as a band, what exactly would you say... It has been.
Transport.
Yeah.
Transport.
Working schedules. And,
right.
I mean, these guys have recently moved to Leicester, so it's like getting them down when they don't drive. It's like...
It is a nightmare.
Who can we get a lift with? And, where are we going to practice today? That's definitely our biggest trouble.
We all live in such different parts. It's just a bit of a nightmare at the moment.
It kind of makes you want to invest in like teleportation.
If only.
We might actually be on practice on time if we had that.
Yeah. So, speaking of practice, what are your rehearsals like?
That looks pretty fun.
That's a good one.
We always bring plenty of beer and there's always something to laugh.
We tend to book a good,
four hours. Yeah.
The first hour is always great, and then everybody's sort of getting a bit more drunk.
So, by the end of the rehearsal, Evan's just like, do we have a night out or do we actually play anything?
We had a rehearsal for 4 hours on Thursday, and I think we got, maybe an hour. The rest of it was like Will setting up his guitar.
I've got
feedback, I don't like this, let me tweak that.
In a rehearsal space, it's like...
But that's what it's for.
Your ears start playing up and you're like, oh, actually, I don't really like the sound of this. Oh, maybe I'll change this. And it's like, you just constantly upping the volume and tweaking. And it's like, okay, yeah, now I'm happy with it.
Next question is, if you could choose any band or musician to join you up there on stage to have a duet with, or...
Architects!
We had JT Cavey from Era feature on one of our songs on the album.
Okay.
So to get him on stage would be...
That'd be
incredible, wouldn't it?
Well, the chances of being in our music video.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that'd be quite a big thing for us.
Yeah, that'd be...
Well, I hope that happens. Yeah. So any advice for people who are interested in starting or joining a band, or those youngsters who are thinking, or even people who are older, who are thinking, I want to do something with music, but I'm just too... any type of advice?
You just got to stick with it. That's the problem. Is like, there's a lot of time wasters out there at the moment, and it's like, you've just got to persist through it and just do what you want to do. Like, do you know what I mean?
Don't be scared to try new things.
Yeah, exactly.
Studio the other day. Like,
Me and David were sat in the studio for 13 hours.
So, last couple questions. Where can people listen and where can people contact you?
We're on Spotify under obviously Seek the Fallen and YouTube. We've got a few videos on there. We also have social media, Seek the Fallen Official on Instagram.
Okay.
And again, Seek the Fallen on Facebook.
Yeah, we won't mention our Twitter.
I'm not going to mention Twitter because they wouldn't give us our name. So.
All right.
I had to sort of bodge that one.
And are there any big feature news? I know you said you had the music video possibly coming up.
Say Bands in the Sands, probably. It's probably... Big thing coming up for us.
First festival in June the 29th.
June 29th, okay. Yeah. We're playing a festival in Felixstowe. Yeah.
All right.
It's an all-day festival at the beach.
Okay.
So that's probably... It's going to be
and
a big thing for
that,
us.
Apart from that, it'll literally be... We've got a horror song coming out in October.
A horror song?
Yes. Yeah. We did okay. that last year and it went really well.
We got Halloween planned. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for this.
And then hopefully the new album will be the end of this year, early next year.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
We can do that. Yeah. We'll get it done.
Well, if there's anything last thing you want to tell the people who are listening,
Big things are happening.
We have a sale on our merch store now, if anyone would like to go there. Seek the Fallen Official store.co.uk.
I like that.
That's a good one. Code, is it?
All right. Well, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheers.
And last but by no means least, we have our final band. Hoping to win a place in the finals at the Cambridge Junction, it's the all-female pop-punk trio Pink Lemonade. Let's hear their offering. As the girls' tracks were a little shorter, we're giving you two for the price of the one. First, this is We're Coming For You on Cambridge 105 Radio.
The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're coming for you.
Pink Lemonade there, Cambridge 105 Radio. You're listening to coverage of the first heat of the Cambridge Band Competition. Up for grabs is a place in the final at the Cambridge Junction, and there they will compete for a place on the stage at Strawberry Fair in the summer. And of course, Pink Lemonade chatted to Mattison in the green room at the end of the night, and we got all of their reaction for you.
Okay, so first things first, I'm here with Pink Lemonade. How do you guys feel about your performance, by the way?
It was so fun.
Yeah,
yeah, good fun.
Yeah, we just really had
sweaty. Sweaty, yeah, that's a good word to describe it.
I thought you guys sounded amazing. People really enjoyed that. They were just like, they were very excited for what was going on.
Thank you.
It's hard to see
when
you're... Yeah,
I know,
you can't just see the lights.
All the lights in front of you, it's kind of crazy. What was your process like for getting ready for this, for prayer?
Practice.
Yeah, pretty much. Just trying to get in the rehearsals when we can.
Yeah.
Picking the songs that we think like people will enjoy the most.
And going through them bit by bit.
Yeah, bit by bit. That's what we like to do. Yeah.
Always adding new bits.
Yeah, yeah. Always improving. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay. So if you could briefly describe your songwriting, that music making process as well, what's going on through your mind when you guys are at during rehearsals or when you guys are doing things, like what is the process like for you? Because everyone does something different.
I feel like a really key point for us is writing something that we know other people will relate to and they will enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we always start with that, really. We think of a
not
topic.
To be self-indulgent too much and
yeah,
what the audience wants to hear, really, but what we like
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, it's true what Rhiannon said about the topic, like our first single, Space Girl, which thought, oh, that'd be cool to write a song like about a girl, like, oh, I want to be like a space girl when I grow up.
Yeah, which and then from the idea, the song came.
Right.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. So, okay. Speaking of, so let's keep going on. When it comes to your sound and the genre, would you guys put yourself in a genre? Would you make your own genre? Or how would you describe yourself musically?
We find this question really hard.
We usually say pop punk, but a lot of people disagree with that, so I guess we put ourselves
in
our own.
We're pop punk in terms of Busted, McFly.
Yeah, not
that
so
kind
much.
Of pop punk.
Not
like
so much.
Not like Blink 182, Green Day, not
yeah.
Right.
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So more the pop, less the punk.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Alright. Fair enough. Okay, so since you guys have been playing together, how long have you guys been playing together, first off?
Me and Frankie are sisters, so we've been playing like our whole lives together, but we've been Pink Lemonade for just over a year now.
Just over a year?
Yeah, just over a year.
So have you seen an evolution since you guys first started to now? How have you guys evolved in playing music and everything?
I think we've evolved so much, because like we were doing gigs like quite quickly.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we weren't really that prepared, but we thought, oh, we'll dive in the deep end. It will like make us push ourselves.
Right.
Yeah.
But now I think we have to, like, our sound is more like solid, refined. Refined, yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
I like that. Okay. Well, what's been your biggest challenge as a band, getting through, getting forward? What has been that biggest issue or challenge you've come across?
It was maybe just like starting up, because we were like, as I said, when we were getting the gigs, but we were like, oh no,
you can't really promote yourselves if you haven't got material.
Yeah, that's a good one actually. We can people would be like, oh, send us some of your tracks. We're like, we don't have any. We just started, but yeah. I guess we just kind of rolled with the flow. Went with it.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the best way to go.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. So what are your rehearsals like? Because that's always a funny thing with bands.
They're fun. I think
pretty normal.
I think we spend too much time chatting, to be honest.
Yeah,
we're like stop chatting. We need to play the songs.
Because I'm in a band myself, and I understand that rehearsals can...
It's like a catch-up.
Exactly, it is. Exactly. It's like, so what are we going to play? I don't know, at some point.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. So if you could choose any band or musician to join you on stage, what band or what musician would it be?
I would pick McFly, personally.
Okay.
Jonas Brothers back to...
Oh, yes!
I did see something. They do have a new album coming out or something.
Oh, yeah.
I did see that. So, any advice would you have for anyone who is interested in starting, joining a band, someone who's looking at music and they say, I want to do something, but they're just not sure. Is there any type of advice you have?
I think literally just do it.
Yeah, just go for it, see what happens.
Pick up your instruments and go for it.
Yeah, I think just do it. Get just a go gig for it. Booked,
yeah.
Even if you put it on yourself. There's loads of venues that will let you put on a free gig at the venues.
Right.
Yeah.
And just do it, get a crowd in, and then people will hear you word of mouth.
Yeah.
Social media.
It's crazy. It's one of those things where I don't think people understand how willing and how open people are to have musicians, to have different people come through.
Yeah.
And every band that I've asked the same exact question to, everyone said the exact same thing of just do it, just
literally.
Go for it. And I think that's what I think a lot of people are afraid of that.
Yeah.
I think maybe
it might be scary.
I had like the right girls with me. Like, I never had that confidence before to be like Rhiannon, book yourself a gig. Like, I'd never done that. But these two kind of like, when you've got the right friends, they've gone through it.
Yeah, just go for it together. Yeah.
Fair enough. Like that. Okay. So, last but not least, where can people listen? Where can people contact you? And of course, do you have any big news in the future? Or any gigs, tours, EPs, anything?
Well, our social medias, we're on Instagram and Facebook as Pink Lemonade Music UK, and we're on Twitter as Pink Lemonade HQ. We have two singles on Spotify.
I don't know what we plan to do.
We're just gigging loads this year, I think.
Big summer gigs.
Big summer gigs coming up. If you want to hear about those, they'll be on the social media.
We'll announce those.
Cool.
Nearer time.
Awesome. Well, thank you all very much. You did a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
That was Pink Lemonade speaking to Madison Williams, who was down at the Portland Arms on Saturday evening. So, we've heard from all four of our groups, but who came out on top? Well, winners of Heat 1 were self-styled psychedelic indie death pop outfit Grassroof. They'll be heading to the Junction on Friday the 26th of April to compete in the finals. But it's not all over for Pink Lemonade, who we just heard from there. They got the audience's vote with the largest cheer of the night, and so could still bag a place in the final. There is, as ever, a place up for grabs for the band with the loudest cheer across all five heats. And we're doing it all again next week. We're going to be heading back down to the Portland Arms, and I'll be with you again next Wednesday at the same time with coverage of Heat 2 on Cambridge 105 Radio. I've been Pippa Smith. A big thank you, of course, to Madison Williams for recording those interviews, and Greg Butler for recording the tracks live on the night. But for now, this is Heat 1 Victor's Grassroof and Tadpole. See you next week.